Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Ultimatum Season 4 recap of Episode 1. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, there are two versions of Ultimatum, right? There's Ultimatum Marry or Move On, which is this one, and there's Ultimatum Queer Love. And it took me a minute to realize that there were the two. I mean, obviously, you saw the Queer Love, but then you realize, no, it's not just that makes it separate. It's the Marry or Move On or Queer Love. It's actually how it goes. And back to doing this season and doing this show again, how do you feel about it? Because last time we did this, it was kind of an ish show.
Yeah, it was. Well, I've always said this about this show. If you have to come on a show like this to push your partner to marry you, you need to get out of that relationship.
True.
You know what I mean? I think that's it. It just doesn't make sense to me. And we see this all the time, right? That's, you know, I haven't seen beyond episode one, but what normally happens, there's only one couple that just can't go through with the experiment after the dating part and they wind up getting out. Yeah. And then you got the people that wind up staying together. I just think it's just a bit of a messy kind of show. You can't break up with, you know, your ex overnight. Now that's your ex and you're supposed to just be cool.
Right.
And go date other people. It's a weird experiment.
And that's why we watch it. You know, especially considering the disparity in the length of times that these people have been dating. We'll get to it in a few, but just want to remind everybody, please do us a favor. As we did say before, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe, because we're finally setting a goal for the month of July. Our goal is to get up to 10K. Now, we don't want to wait till July 31st to get there, so let's try and break it as early as we can. So if you're not subscribed, you want to do the 83% of the new people who've been watching, and you haven't subscribed yet, please help us out.
Please.
Let's get to that goal. Hit that subscribe button.
Please. Yes.
Now, six couples are here for this. And let's start off with the eldest couple. And good-looking couple, too. Jessica Grace and Idris. Been dating 2 years. And Jessica Grace is the one who issued the ultimatum. The former NBA Charlotte Hornets dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, she's ready to have kids.
Yes.
You know, she's 35. She wants to have kids. And her dad isn't in the best of health. And so she wants to, you know, have the dad walk down the aisle.
Right.
All these different things, right? So I totally get where her urgency index is coming from. I still got to figure out what's Idris's deal.
Besides the fact that he comes off as just totally disengaged.
Yeah. He's weird. I think he's just a socially awkward dude.
Yeah, very much so. I do like that Jessica Gray says, you know, marriage has to come before the kids, right? There's too many people like, let's just have the kids and whatever. We'll figure the rest out later. Idris comes off cold, no emotion. But here's the thing that happens. We realize that he actually does have some emotion, because apparently Jessica Grace broke his boundaries 5 or 6 times already.
Yeah. And so apparently she's flirty.
Yeah.
And he has issue with her being a little over flirty with the guys in the gym, you know, chest bumping each other and all that. Guys trying to give her their phone number, which that's going to happen. If you date someone that's beautiful, that's the, and she's what, she was around athletes
exactly
a long time. So you get it. But here's the catch.
And she chose.
She's also
obviously not the athlete.
Yeah. But she's also very jealous of him talking to other women. So to me, they just sound toxic.
See, toxicity, it doesn't only exist in the early 20s.
Yeah.
I know we just came off of Love Island, where there's a lot of toxicity in the early 20s. Apparently, it works in the mid to late 30s, too. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you how awkward Idris is, I just have to point this out. But he was like, I'm looking at Ashley. She's attractive. Look at her bosom.
Bosom. Just the fact that he said bosom, that's what I said. You're weird, dude. Because nobody does that. Look at her bosom.
Not since you traveled in a stagecoach has anybody talked about someone else's bosom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next couple, Casey and David, they've been dating for like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Casey, she issued the ultimatum. And this, okay, not expected, I mean, not unexpected, but what was unexpected was the next thing we found out about these two that's happened over the last 5 years.
Yeah, David, see, this is what we talk about. Men need therapy.
Yes.
Therapy is important. Yes. So David's issue with her and why he's not ready to commit, he has a fear of her leaving him one day. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, they have a business together.
Mm-hmm.
They have a house together.
Yes.
They have dogs together.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she going? Right? But because of his parents, he saw both his parents get divorced twice. So that's his issue, which I'm thinking, dude, you need to go get some therapy. That's not Casey's fault that you've not dealt with your own family's demons. But that is just the most ridiculous thing to have. I don't see how you get a business, buy a house together. It's not that she moved into his house.
Right.
They got a house together. Mm-hmm. So why not get married?
Here's the thing about this. He's given her 3 promise rings. That's why he needs the therapy.
Yeah.
Here's why they don't need to get married. They have a business together. They have the house together. And he refuses to commit to her. He does not want her.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I agree. I'd agree.
Cause
he's waiting for something better.
All that other stuff is just literally fluff, right? He sounds a little manipulative too, asking Casey if she's willing to risk what they have by bringing him there, because he will have to open up to someone else and possibly fall for them.
He's setting the stage for when he makes out with another girl and she gets upset, he's going to say, this is your fault.
You brought me here.
You made me do this. I didn't want to do this, but you brought me here, so...
And then I tripped and fell and whoops.
Yeah, French fries.
American pie.
Yeah.
Next couple, Monica and Luke. They've been dating for 4.5 years. And Luke is the first guy that we meet who was issued the ultimatum here this season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing about it, Monica, who doesn't, she's like hesitant and says because she's high maintenance. Which is where you just stop and go, all right, move on.
Well, when she said that, my question was, okay, is the issue that she doesn't think Luke makes enough money? Because if you're in love with a person and this is, you've been together 4.5 years and the issue is you are high maintenance, that tells me you don't think he can support your lifestyle as a husband. And they've known each other for a long time. He's been smitten with her for a long time. And he eventually wore her down to where she gave him a shot. And now here they are 4.5 years later.
That's the part right there. Because two things. He's been smitten with her since she was 14. She, like you said, he wore her down, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is settling for him for now. She's not ready. Yeah. That's all there is to it. He's ready to keep going. Here's the thing that worried me the most, though, because she says she's always wondered if the grass is green on the other side. That's a major red flag.
Yeah, well, there's that. And I feel bad for Luke because he says that he can't see himself living without her.
Oh, boy.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, when people start saying that, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Haley and Blake, they've been dating for 1.5 years. And Blake issued the ultimatum. Which is, okay, so this is the second guy that issued the ultimatum.
Yeah,
But Haley's saying, hey, it ain't time yet because her emotional needs are not being met.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, it's only been 1.5 years.
1.5 years. That's like 1.5 years. Yes, it's 1.5 years, Blake. Or as Key and Peele, Blake. It's 1.5 years. Why are you trying to put an ultimatum on somebody after 1.5 years? That's just ridiculous. But I think Blake is one of those guys that said, okay, by this age, I want this. And then by this age, I want this. Now I want to be married. And I'm going to find whatever woman wants to fit in that box.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's making a mistake putting an ultimatum on somebody after 1.5 years.
And the fact that he's 26, she's 23.
Right. She's still got a little party in her.
Yeah, this is way too early. But, you know, so here's the other part. It's not just that she has some party in her, because remember, she questioned whether if it gets physical, and Blake says, well, if it happens, it wouldn't affect what we have. That sounds like a guy who's like, you know what? I may do some things, even though she's like, this is not a hall pass.
Right. I like that she said that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that she said that.
This that young man thing of, oh, well, if I do anything, it won't affect what we have. But what if she does something?
Yeah, she gets getting clapped and now you're upset.
Isn't she the one that talks like this? Well,
it's gonna be that noise, but
might be a little faster.
Or, you know, a little mix. You gotta breathe. You gotta like bring it down.
Next couple, Ashley and Killian, they've been dating for 4 years. Ashley issued the ultimatum, and they've known each other for over 14 years and have lived together for when I said they lived together for 4 years, I'm like, wait a minute, but y'all been together for 4 years.
Yeah.
What y'all do? Hey, you want to be my girlfriend? Move in.
Yeah, this one was interesting because, you know, the fact that Killian was on board with wanting to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then he mentions this altercation with her dad.
Right.
And I'm curious to hear more about what that
you
was.
We're going to find out more about it later. Yeah.
But so then it makes you just wonder, okay, well, why are you still there? Because we've seen that, right? I mean, we've all had friends that you might like a girl, but then you meet our family and you're like, ugh, yeah. I can't see myself being around these people for the rest of my life. So I'm going to go ahead and find somebody else. And maybe that's what, you know, Killian needs to do. But this is an interesting group, and they met through cheerleading.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There are male cheerleaders, sir.
Oh, I know there are. I'm not knocking that.
That man got the cheerleading so he could fight him a girl. I'm not mad at him. Alex and Jebin, they've been together for 6 years.
Yeah.
Which, okay, damn, they've been together a while, and then you find out they're both 23.
Yes, been together since 17. And to me, Jebian, or Jeb as I'll call him, he still, to me, acts like he's 17.
Yes.
And Alice doesn't act like she's that much grown, you know, that much older, more mature. I think they're both pretty immature. But what's interesting is he's of Indian descent. His family wants him to be with an Indian girl, and yes, they don't like her.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's interesting. But I don't see, because Jeb's immature, he's not sticking up for her to his family. Right. He's just letting it all go.
He is so immature, it's nuts. And you know, the thing is, Alex is hoping that this experience will make him more mature. No.
No.
And as I look at it, I realize he's not just childish. He's just mean-spirited.
Yeah, did you catch the hungry, hungry hippo comment?
Yes.
When she was eating French fries and just calls it, I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
Young people.
Dude. And he's the one that's trying to put on weight, which is the craziest thing we'll find out, man. It's kind of nuts that he's mean-spirited. This is not going to go well, period. It's going to be interesting to see him with some of these other folks. Hey, quick shout-out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this latest one of the randoms. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, help us get to that 10K. Hit that subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications.
Jones. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. Latero.
And please don't forget to hit that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. The QR code is up over Terrell's left shoulder. Thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for your support. Now, let us know you've made it this far and you're going to be on this journey with us through the ultimatum by leaving these next two words, which is where we're about to go next. Speed dating.
Speed dating.
Comment section. Speed dating.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
No. I've never done that. I've been curious. I've been invited, but I don't know. I don't think I'd be successful at doing that.
Yeah, me neither. The only speed dating I've done is like, yeah, this is going to be our first and last date.
We're not even getting appetizers. We good.
I learned enough already. So the speed dating begins, and let's start with Haley, who she's gone on, went on a couple of days. Idris is one of the first people she goes up with. And we really get to see that. I mean, he has an attractive woman in Jessica Grace. Here's another attractive woman in Haley. And this man is just as awkward
with
everybody, apparently.
He is. Just his whole body language and energy just seemed off. And rightfully so. He's not dated in a long time. So I get it. You can be rusty, right? Mm. But he thinks that she's white. And she's like, well, actually, no. My dad is white. My mom is Hispanic. He's like, oh, your mom's Hispanic? I bet she's a good cook, isn't she?
He's like, is she Hispanic?
Yeah. I felt like that's where he was going with that comment.
Mm. You know, even when Haley goes to the next date, she lets it be known that it was rough. Because that was just, it was hard to watch for us.
Yeah.
I could only imagine what all that she had to sit through with him, right?
Yeah.
Next date she's on is with David, and David is dropping the compliments on her, right? And says that one of the things that Haley says is that Blake shows emotion, which is something she doesn't get. She wants the emotional side of Blake, but he shows his with material things, not with actual emotions.
Right. So maybe his love language is gifts.
Right.
An act of service, right? And that just doesn't work for Haley, but that's a good conversation that they should have. But Haley, you know, talks about how she came from nothing. David said that he came from nothing. Doesn't seem like material things are that important to him, although I doubt it, because everybody I know that's played international basketball are materialistic as shit. So never heard of anybody that played internationally that's, oh, I don't care about all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
He cares about his tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. But they have a lot of things in common. You know, apparently David's, who's he with again? Casey doesn't like seafood. Yeah. And he's like, I've been without seafood for all these years, which I'm thinking, why? Just because she doesn't like it, that means you can't have it?
Unless she's allergic.
Okay, but they're not together every day 24/7 for 4 years.
Right.
You go on a business trip, go get you some seafood.
Right.
Go on a boys trip, get you some crab legs.
Oh, some crabs. Haley's next date is with Killian. Now, Haley is a straight up Texan, man. Grew up in El Paso, went to college in Nacogdoches, and then lives in Austin.
Yeah, so she's my old stomping grounds, Austin. Apparently, Blake went to A&M. Mm-hmm. So I get how those two connected. But I like how Haley was like, hey, so I heard you mention that there was an altercation between you and your girl's dad. Tell me more about that. What happened? Which is great. And this is where we hear that Ashley and Killian moved to Miami to be closer to her family and started working for her dad. He didn't really want to, but he knew she did. And so he was all in. And then after doing it for a while, she didn't like working for her dad anymore. And she wanted to move. But the dad thought it was Killian.
Of course.
That was the driving force to make her want to move away.
Yeah.
And so I see Killian's point of like, wow, you know, and to me, this could be a conversation. Like, I don't understand what, you know, what there, I feel like there's more to this story, because I think this could just be cleared up in a conversation where Ashley could say, no, dad, it was me. I didn't like doing this and I wanted to go back. And I told Killian, let's go. What do you want him to do?
For all we know, that conversation could have been had and the dad could just be a stubborn old bastard. And because that does happen. So there's that.
True.
Speaking of Ashley, she's on a date with Blake. And Blake says physical attraction is the first thing you got to check. Then intelligence. And then you got to be good with kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But I mean, that's guy logic, though. That is guy logic. First, is she attractive?
Yeah, you don't say check. It out loud. You don't say it out loud.
That's what you say to boys. That's locker room talk.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's fine as hell. And she's smart, too.
And she even has a good personality.
Yeah, what? And she has a good personality.
It's a unicorn.
Now, he loves Miami, and that's where Ashley family's from. So he's like, I would love to go back to Miami. She even asked him, would you ever move back? And he's like, yeah. Move back if I could. Sure.
Next, we see Alex with Killian. And, you know, the thing that I think is so sad about Alex is that she's hoping that Jeben realize that there's no one else.
Yeah.
And it's not that bad with her. Girl, I need you. I need you. Somebody needs to give you some self-esteem, because Jesus Christ.
Well, she's been with this dude for so long. This is all she knows. Ugh. So you got to factor that part in. But the other thing that I don't like about this two on a date, Alex issued the ultimatum. Killian didn't. It's odd that that pairing is going to work, in my opinion. I think two people that issue ultimatum, I could see them dating and, you know, seeing could this work. But you're not going to issue, you know, Killian's not going to say, well, let me see what a marriage is like with Alex. You know, I don't want to marry this person I've been with for 5 years, but it's Alex's girl I've known for 3 weeks. Maybe.
It could.
No.
You just,
it's not going to happen.
Come on. You've never met somebody and all of a sudden like, damn, this is actually pretty damn good.
Not while I was on your relationship with someone else.
They're not
when I was in a relationship.
They're quote unquote single.
Sure. Okay.
I'm just saying. Now, Jeben, we get to see him on a couple of dates, and it's all awkward, right? Talkative, yeah. Just talking for no damn reason, and talking just random crap, right? Even to the point that he's telling Monica about the fact he's trying to put on weight, he's drinking all this milk, didn't realize he was lactose intolerant, and he was pissing out his butthole.
Why? And it's because he's a child on the inside, because factor, he's not dated since he was 16 or so, and he still lacks immature. So when you're 16, you may say something like that to somebody.
Right.
It's still dumb and crass, but you're 16.
Yeah.
You should know better than this, but that's just who he is. He's a problem.
Some of these other speed dates that happened, Monica and Blake, anything stood out to you from that one?
Well, I think they have a lot in common, but she's not ready to get married. Mm-mm. And Blake is. So Blake, a year and a half, he's ready to get married. Mm-hmm. Whereas Monica's like, no, we've been together for a while, but I'm not ready yet.
Yeah. Then you have Jessica, Grace, and Luke. And I almost feel like they almost feel like it's a good friendship right here already. This looks like there's some chemistry between these two. Or am I missing something?
No, I think there's some chemistry there, and both of them issued the ultimatum, so at least they're both on the same page. Now, what made me laugh at Jessica Grace is when she told him, she goes, look, you know, if you listen really closely and, like, the planes are not flying over and the birds will be quiet, and he's sitting there just kind of looking around, and she's like, you'll be able to hear my biological clock ticking. I thought that was funny, but that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 35. If this relationship doesn't work with Idris, she's looking at hopefully next 6 months to a year to court and get married really quick so she can start spitting out some babies.
That is that Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny. My biological clock is ticking. That was funny in the way she said it and the way he laughed at it. I thought that was cool. That was a nice, cute moment for them. Then you had Monica and David and the power of 28. This was kind of interesting the way these two kind of talked about this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they both have a lot in common, physically, right? Yes. They're both athletes. I think Monica likes that. So I could see some good chemistry going with them, and both of them aren't ready to get married.
Right. So there's that. And then Casey and Luke, this didn't seem like a lot of chemistry here, but it's cool to know that Casey's has a helicopter license. And Luke is like, well, shoot, let me get a helicopter ride out of this then. How about that?
I would date. Well, I couldn't meet you for the first time and then let you take me on a helicopter ride. We got to hang out a couple times first.
Yeah. I got to know what you got to live for first.
Yeah.
You know, the next thing we see everybody at is at the cocktail party, and all the guys showed up like them Backstreet Boys, all in black. It's interesting to see what's happening here, though, because we get to see, like, Jeben, definitely not into this process at all. What he's saying to the fellas should be worrisome to everybody. Or they go, like, this is the guy we want my girl with because she'll realize how good I am after being with this jackass.
Exactly. I'd be like, you know what? You should go talk to my girl. I think y'all two would be awesome because you have nothing to worry about. Because for Jeb, he feels this experiment, this trial marriage, he's got to catch up on sleep.
Yeah,
and he's going to eat a lot of food and try to gain weight. And that's it. He's looking at this like a little vacation. He's not taking this seriously whatsoever, right? And then even when later on when he gets with Alex and she's like, how's it going? I'm chilling. This is like vacation.
Yes. No.
It's not vacation.
Yes. But did you catch how he's a mama's boy, lives at home, and he's like, well, his wife will need to be his new mom because he needs all those things that are being done for him to keep being done for him.
Yeah, that's, see, women, that's a problem. If you meet a guy who's like that, don't date him unless that's what you want to do. If you've grown up your whole life saying, I can't wait to take care of a man mm-hmm. like his mama take care of him, that's your dream, yeah. then Jeb's your guy.
You know, Monica and David, we talked about them in The Power of 28, right? Luke sees mm-hmm. them talking and he admits to feeling threatened. I think this is actually big of him to actually say that, right? He feels threatened by David. Why? Because David is huge. He's
yeah.
Don't ever start with that, by the way, Luke. Don't ever start by saying that about another man, first of all. But he's tall and has great teeth.
Yeah.
Which apparently, these are the things that Monica's attracted to. And to be fair, Monica and David do kind of look good together.
They do, but did you catch that when Monica was with Blake? Mm-hmm. She said, actually, you know, my type is you look more like my ex or who's my type. So you would be my type. So I think Luke thinks David is her physical type, but Monica thinks Luke is her physical type.
Game. Luke had to chase her ass for a long ass time to get her to finally say, okay. The reason why Luke thinks David is her type, because that's who she dated before. That was game she was spitting. She was spitting game. That was great. That was a smooth move. I love when she said that. She said her lying ass. That was smooth. Who else in this in this one? Because I think Killian made an admission here that was kind of wild.
Yeah, he was talking to Jessica Grace and said that he cheated on Ashley. Mm-hmm. Now apparently he didn't like sleep with somebody else, but he did something.
Right.
To warrant cheating and to say that he's been paying for it for a long time. And I think that made Jessica Grace realize, okay, so this is how Idris is feeling mm-hmm. when he sees me being a little too friendly mm-hmm. with strange men.
Until she says, well, how did y'all get back together? And he goes, 0000. Basically, he gave her the password to his phone. And that's when Jessica Grace went, yeah, that ain't happening. You can see the look on her face like, nope. Monica and Blake, when they sat down, did you catch Blake identifying and calling out those extensions, Monica's extensions immediately?
See, I wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. So Blake knows some things.
Yeah. Like, that ain't all your hair, is it?
Yeah.
Interesting things, though, especially we've seen Alex with, she says that she's finally noticing that Jebin has some growing up to do. And I'm thinking, after 6 years, now you're finally noticing that?
Yeah, but she's also immature, too. Because when she's talking to Jebin and she's like, well, you know, I think I'm falling for someone. You're saying that to try to get a rise out of him.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make him jealous. There's no one that you're really clicking with. No one's really clicking with you. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to say that, which is immature.
Who'd you say that about? She said, Killian. She said it about Killian.
Yeah, about Killian.
Keep that in mind, because that means that something is probably coming up. If they left that part in, there's a reason that's coming up. So let's keep that in mind there. Haley and David are having a conversation, but that conversation's not really happening very mm-hmm. well, because Haley's upset that Blake didn't hug her. So David's like, well, I'm not going to sit here and listen to this bullshit. Hey, let me go get him for you real quick.
He sure did, which is smart, because when they had their speed dating round, mm-hmm. they had a good conversation. I thought David was vibing with her. Now he sees this side.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no. No, no, no. Let me go get him.
He saw the early signs. And
yeah.
You know what? He saw what we didn't see. At least I didn't initially see you. I thought he just said, oh, she's a little upset. Let's go ahead. Let me be the gentleman and be kind here.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to see, because when Blake gets over there to talk to Haley, yo, what the hell happened?
Yeah, she is pissed. And Blake is sitting there like, what in the world is going on? She's saying, you don't validate me. You're not paying attention to me. You're not jealous enough. So that tells me you don't care. That's toxic. That's toxic. And what did he do? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, this is why that couple is not going to work out. Mm. Because she needs a more alpha type of dude mm-hmm. in a man. And that's not Blake.
Well, okay. He did, and maybe that's in the space where he goes, well, can I touch you? This is your woman. What do you mean? Can you touch her, hold her, hug her? I didn't understand that piece, but the minute he asked that, she was like, no. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
I know, obviously, this has happened before.
Yeah.
And so that's why he asked that question.
Yeah.
But she hit him with the, I'm talking. I was like.
Right there. I'd have been like, nope. I can't be with somebody that's doing that crap.
Mm-mm. And it's, you do it in front of everybody.
On TV.
You don't do that when we're at home alone.
Right. On TV. My family's going to see this.
My mama going to watch this. I don't even let her talk to me like this. What she say? If you don't have 1 ounce of jealousy, then you don't love me. Yeah, that's toxic as hell.
It is. It is. I'm not hopeful for this couple.
You know, when they say, when you see a beautiful woman, there's a man that's tired of sleeping with her. That's it right there.
Yeah, but I think this is why the show, I don't think they should let couples come on. They've only been together a year and a half.
True. I agree.
Yeah, there's no point in y'all doing that. The other couples, 4 or 5 years and all that, that's great.
Yeah.
A year and a half in, y'all have no business being on this show.
I totally agree. So look, 8 episodes drop before next week. What drops down is going to be the finale and the reunion. So we got 8 episodes to go through. So do us a favor, please. Hit the like button. Please subscribe. Hit that bell for notifications so you know, because we're going to be dropping these. We got 8 to get through in 7 days.
Yeah.
So these are going to be coming fast.
Yeah.
Pause.
It will be.
Let us know what you think about Ultimatum Season 4, Episode 1 in the comment section. Who do you think's going to... what are your thoughts on this first episode as we get... as we start moving forward? We want to know your thoughts. Hit us in the comment section, whether you're watching it first as one of the regulars or later as one of the randoms. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We might talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laugh after my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.